This is Lord Aaron Essays. I'm Lord of the Thighs, Lord of the Skies, and soon enough I'll be Lord of the Minds.
This is Andrew here, and I'm the president of Planet Oathith.
Nate Dog.
Yeah, it's Jake.
This is Mike, and you're listening to the Five Wise Marks. Welcome to another episode of the Five Wise Marks. We've got
Big Kev.
It's your boy, Lord Aaron Hayes.
It's me, it's Andrew.
Nate.
You don't get
just
an intro.
Nate.
Fuck you.
Just
yeah, I'm cut.
Here's the thing. We've got...
Hello? Is this thing on?
We've got not one, but two top fives today, pals. What are they? I forgot.
Top five underused or underutilized wrestlers.
There you go.
Talents. Performers.
What's the other one?
We've got top five heels you love to hate.
Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns.
And Joe Anoa'i.
I like him too.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Go Anoa'i.
You Anoa'i out of here.
You're Anoa'i.
Yeah. You're on a parole. Get out of my office. What are you doing here?
We got insane background.
Is there any shit we want to talk about with modern wrestling for like 2 minutes?
Why the hell is Bad Bunny on Raw or wrestling?
Because he's
thing?
So over with the international crowd, pal. Because
he's over in the
you just don't understand suit. Because you're not international.
You don't.
Apparently
you
not.
Are domestic.
You're not. You don't understand because you're not an international incident.
You're not July 96, pal.
Yeah. July 98, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. You know what? You're not with the young crowd anymore. You don't
you
understand.
Part of the old guard.
Yeah. I just don't get how this guy has the most merch sales.
Because you don't speak Spanglish.
You don't.
WWE can sell his merch when he's his own entity.
You don't habla Espanol, okay?
No, I don't.
That's the problem.
I only understand Booker T in his song.
Yeah.
I can understand.
All you need to understand.
If it takes making a song about a wrestler who's been retired for 10 years to get on WrestleMania, give me this mic. Cut the tape. I'm going to go record a song, and I'll see you guys in a like 2 years. Yeah.
Well, have you heard Bad Bunny's newest single?
No,
it's called Stevie Ray.
Oh.
And that's on the B-side. Yeah. The B-side.
I thought it was called Big T. Personally. Pearl River Plunge is his next song.
Featuring Clarence Mason.
I think what they need to do with Bad Bunny is just make him not wrestle and just do WWE Aggression Volume 2. And it's just like Bad Bunny and like Lil Uzi or some bullshit. Or it's just something really, really dumb. Like
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, Nicki. Yeah. No. Yeah.
She's
whatever her noise is.
Oh, yeah.
Nicki Stallion. Is out.
Yeah.
I don't keep up with these
Billy
people.
English. Yeah.
No name.
It could be like, oh,
it's Billy Eilish.
It's Billy Idol. It's American Idol.
With Bad Bunny.
It looks very much like it's going to be Bad Bunny and Damian Priest versus Miz and Morrison.
In all seriousness, they're trying to capitalize on like the heritage they have together there. But they're thinking Damian Priest is going to be thrust into the upper echelon of baby faces here in the near
just
future.
Just like Ric Flair flussed in Razzie Elysium. I botched it. Wait, can we start? Can we do this again?
We're live now.
Oh, shit.
But they have high aspirations for Damian Priest.
They do. And I like who I want to see come out of this.
I want to see Punishment Martinez come out of this.
Yes.
Ain't happening.
Do we want to talk about Lacey Evans and her...
I think Mike has a couple cents to add.
Vince wants to talk about Lacey Evans. I think Lacey Evans is pregnant with my child. It's Vincent Kennedy McMahon's. And it's going to come out looking like Hornswoggle.
We'll call it Dylan Postal.
Yeah. And I think Lacey Evans needs to lay down and take it again. And again. And again. And then, Alexa, you're next. Or I'll fire
you. I think she
you.
Needs to give birth to a foot.
Or a Rolex.
Yeah.
Woo!
The Rolex.
She'll
like
give
like
birth
an ankle
on
bracelet,
Space
like
Mountain.
A gold ankle bracelet. Just to pay homage to Mark Henry and Mae Young.
In all seriousness, what's is Bray back yet in the fold? Or was, what's,
nice.
I know he didn't show up at the Rumble. We watched the Rumble. What, when,
he's helping his brother tag team Liv Morgan.
Oh, okay. They're a good sort of farm, right? A livestock farm or some shit. Yeah. And they raise potatoes. And
They met on farmersonly.com.
Yeah. You don't have to be only.
Not back.
Boldy.com.
Not backstage at WWE. They met on farmersonly.com because Bo Dallas is never backstage at WWE.
Yeah, he's not even in the catering process. He's the go-home process.
They call catering the Bo Dallas
position. I think he's got the Zack Ryder treatment. He was still there.
Hey, where are you at? I'm at the Bo Dallas.
Who's Zack Ryder? Is that guy that tried to get over on his own?
Yeah.
No, I get over. He doesn't get over. Who does he think he is?
What is he, Rotunda?
We're going to have Eve Torres bury him.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. What else is going on? Oh, Sting took a powerbomb from a roided up freak.
Yeah. I was not comfortable seeing that.
It wasn't as bad as people think it was. I think it
but still.
Looked alright.
I still got a bad taste in my mouth.
I mean,
after the whole
he's
bump
61.
He
I don't want to see Sting taking bumps anymore, but that, I mean, it wasn't as bad as people said it was. Like,
I mean,
oh god, it looked awful. It didn't look
awful. A buckle bomb did break his neck.
Yeah.
So maybe let's not do power bombs.
A little bit of
so his first bump in like what 4 or 5 years.
Sting
is
Sting doesn't
power
get
bump?
In the ring at all anymore.
Yeah, I would like it if AEW stopped hiring all my favorite 80s wrestlers and making them look like garbage.
Yep.
That would be
let's
nice.
Let's bring Eric Bischoff in for a night just to sit there and look back and forth at Jericho and Orange Cassidy. Let's do that again.
Let's bring in all these people that talk better than our people and don't let them talk.
Yeah, and never get our guys over. Let's just get these old guys over again.
Yeah.
Hey, let me spend my dad's money and then fucking go bankrupt and then we won't have this or the NFL team or our soccer football team anymore.
Hey, did you guys notice the Jaguars went 1-15 this year?
Because they... Here's the thing.
Well,
what if you mania was never... What if I ran the team?
But here's the thing. Kenny Omega gets 15 stars. So
you look at everything the cons touch, it's terrible. Look at their football team. It's a terrible football team.
Look at their soccer team.
That's what I was talking about. Their soccer team.
Yeah.
Fulham. It's terrible. Even the players on the team are like, dude, what the fuck is this guy doing? Like, why is he on Twitter? Because
they're incompetent.
It's ridiculous. The cons.
Is this partnership that AEW has with basically every other wrestling organization in the world going to even do anything?
I mean, look at what the cons touch. The Jaguars, when have they ever been good? They're the future.
Who they ever beat?
They're the future Detroit Lions.
They've actually been in the conference title game closer than the Lions. They went the second year into existence
with Mark Brunell.
Well, they went there like 3 years ago.
Yeah, and that too.
Against the Patriots. Yeah. But then they destroyed the team, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these star players we've got, let's let go of them.
Yeah. Thanks,
smart.
Tom.
Let's let Connor Fournette go, you know.
Yeah.
Let's not sign Cam Newton. Let's have Gardner Minshew be our quarterback.
Yeah.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
He's got a mustache.
He's like the offensive Jared Allen.
I don't know how 100% this is. I could be wrong on this. I believe Fulham was actually in the Premier League, and then they went down a league. I believe to the B League.
I don't know how
It would be the championship.
I believe it's
EFL championship. Oh, I'm your soccer guy. I got
you. There you go.
There are four tiers of professional English football.
Four. Okay, I thought it was three.
Yeah.
So we have four. I know they're in the second tier, which is not the top tier.
Nope.
But I do believe at one point they were there or they were going to be there.
Yeah. No, they've been in Premier League before.
Oh, so now they're not there because the cons.
Once again,
who don't know how to run anything other than whatever made them billionaires in the first place, which was an automotive industry, I believe.
Also, in AEW news, what about the greatest tag team match of all time?
Oh, you talking about the Bucks?
Yeah, that happened. Dave
and
Meltzer told me it was
the
greatest.
Involved?
Yeah.
Not only are their wives involved, but their dad and their mom are now involved. See your dad? He was just standing up to the whole inner circle. He's the reason why the Bucks are so tough, because this little guy just, fuck you, man, standing there flexing the whole time. What, you gonna do something, Jericho? And then... Make some just back up.
Matt,
like,
tell him.
Well?
Well? Well? I'm pretty pissed off as a little buck. And you know what? When I flex, my muscles are half the size of Kevin's. Tell him, Nick.
You know
tell
what?
Him.
Hey, you ain't lying.
Mr. Rancho Cucamonga.
Kenny, tell him.
And then their dad.
Moxley, I challenge you to a barbed wire
exploding death match.
And it's going to be just like Street Fighter, and I'm good at that.
Also, their dad looks like he's doesn't understand Disco died. Like, did you see the shirt he was wearing? The shirt he was wearing is like, brother, Disco died fucking 50 years ago, man. Like, let it go. And you're not even that tough. Look at you. I'd kick your ass. You're fucking, what, 5'5", 150 pounds? I'm...
Boneskin crew.
Welcome to the Boneskin crew. We'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. Oh, what a mess. But on good news. Good news.
Good news.
Sasha Banks still has title. Just throwing that out there. That's surprising.
You want to touch on that? Is it going to be Belair Banks, Mike?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be Reigns Edge?
Yes.
What about, is it going to be Orton Fiend?
Yep.
Or...
yep. And then?
Any other premier matches? We're not.
McIntyre, Sheamus.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's going.
That's.
Yeah.
I heard McIntyre and Cena possibly.
Cena's
in Canada.
No.
He said he can't do it because of his film schedule.
Mm. He's gonna be stuck in Canada.
I was gonna say it'd be pointless to have him beat another fucking legend. He just beat Brock last year, and then he just beat Goldberg, and like, oh, so we're gonna have him beat over. Why is he beating all these old guys? So yeah, I put him on.
He's gotta know what else to beat.
What if?
I know. That's the thing.
What if he beats Triple H? Oh wait, whoa. What did I say there? What if Triple H beats Drew McIntyre?
Yeah,
there
like
we
it.
Go. That sounds more like
we need a shot in the arm of this creative here.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people shit on Sheamus, but you watch his run when he first came in. He was a nasty heel, and they were pushing him hard, and they kind
of Sheamus is a perfect example of a B-plus player.
I like
Sheamus. He's one of those guys we talked about. He's in the Ziggler role where he's been there for 12
better
years.
Better than Ziggler.
Way better than Ziggler.
But in those... I'm just saying a number 12. It seems like he's been forever.
I think he's been 10 years
less
on the main roster.
Less of an impact than a guy who's been there for 3 or 4 years in our childhood.
Yeah.
I like mid to late 90s. When he first came in and beat Triple H for that belt.
Did he beat Cena?
He beat Cena in tables,
match. There's a TLC tables match.
That's right.
In 2010.
He had a match with Triple H, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got buried at Mania.
It was pretty good, though. I mean, for
But but I went over.
But I remember when he first came in, but they were booking him perfectly as this big, nasty heel, and it was like, he had this goofy haircut, but whatever, he was fucking crushing people, and he looked like a badass, because he was...
18 seconds.
Yeah, he was like 6'8", and...
He's not a bad worker.
No.
He's not bad. He's not great, but he's a good guy.
He's a good,
like
he's a good big man worker.
But if they don't put him in a comedy role, and they have him as a serious heel, he's good.
No. Problem is, this is probably his last run, because I think he's like 43 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good, because as much as he's been around, he's been overexposed for a long time.
Oh, everybody's overexposed.
That's just that's the main issue.
They have 6 hours of television a week.
His buddies
for years and years and years. You can't beat that.
What about my top five? Oh, that's my transition.
Oh, what do you got?
Top fives. We're gonna do one of them. Which one are we gonna do?
Top
underused wrestlers.
Sure.
All right, Kevin, you're up.
All right, for my number five, I got Scott Taylor.
Oh!
Scotty Too Hotty.
Oh.
Interesting.
Early 90s in ECW, and mostly more prominent the WWF. He was obviously a jobber, but to my knowledge, he was the only jobber that got out of the jobber status by being a worker.
You mean Gilbert?
So what makes that... underused.
He was never a world champion.
Is that the basis?
I mean, obviously.
He at least could have won.
Because he got over.
I don't think he ever won a singles title, did he?
He had to weigh heavyweight for a second.
Oh, okay.
That's huge.
That doesn't count.
That's huge.
Right.
Huge.
But I mean, if we're talking a bigger title, I would at least made him an IC champ. Not for long. But more of a transitional champ than
anything. Back up Kevin, and then I think he was more over than his push ever warranted him being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he got major crowd support.
Yeah. He did.
So.
But then they never actually really did anything with him.
Yeah, they didn't.
He just kind of got over.
Kept fucking up, and then just like... He was damned if he did, damned if he didn't.
He was over as a tag team guy. They just couldn't find anything as a singles guy for him.
Yeah.
They definitely capitalized on his charisma, though.
I would put him on that list, too. I would put him on there.
What about number five?
My number five, I'm going to go with Perry Saturn.
Oh. Ooh. What about Perry Saturn?
He came in with the Radicals, and that was it. That was literally it. He did nothing other than come in with the Radicals.
So you're saying he's radical?
I think he was radical. I think he should have had a good mid-card run as an Intercontinental Champion at one point or something.
What if he were a dynamic dude?
I think the reason the new dynamic dudes.
The
reason why I think he's underutilized, he had too many tattoos at too early of a time.
And a crooked eye.
That also could fuck with, I mean.
Vince, yeah, his look wasn't a typical Vince look, that's for sure.
Good worker, but.
But the motherfucker could work.
Yeah.
Killing that jobber didn't help him out too well.
Well.
That mop?
Yeah, Raven killed the mop.
Good old mop.
All right, what's your five?
My number five is Curtis Axel.
You mean Michael McGillicuddy?
Yeah, yeah. They did him no favors by, maybe he did himself no favors by saying, my first name's Curtis because of Kurt Hennig, and my last name's Axel because my grandfather, Larry the Axe Hennig. But they also fucked him on the other end, too, because they gave him a push in the beginning with Heyman. He's better than perfect, right? He was IC champ.
Yeah.
And then he fell off the map. Never got eliminated from the 15 Rumble. What was it, the 15 Rumble? And that was his gimmick.
Something like that.
And
he was a B-plus team player with Bo Dallas. I mean, he was a damn good worker. They just didn't capitalize on his attributes.
What about his promos? Those are pretty great.
Great promos. Mr. Imperfect.
This is the genesis of McGillicuddy.
I would say you don't have to so focus on him being Kurt's son or play off those words. He had merit to his own, and they never capitalized on that, and I don't know why.
What if his gimmick was the perfect 10?
Maybe it would have been better. I mean, seriously, I mean, he did himself no favors, but neither did creative. So my number five is Curtis Axel. All
right.
My number five, he's a local boy that also played the NFL. No, with the alpha male, Monty Brown.
Wow.
He was getting...
Talk about a name I forgot about.
He was getting super over in TNA and just, you had the Jarrett Sealer and couldn't break through.
The Jarrett
Sealer. What about in Fed?
He was over in the Fed too, but then
he had some family issue.
Yeah, and then he just retired. But yeah, I didn't know he was from Michigan. Fair State alum.
There he is.
What if Triple H were underused? So... My number five is somebody that was kind of consistently pushed, but never could quite get through the ceiling of where I feel like he should have been. I feel like especially if he wrestled today, he would have gotten a world title run. I mean, he still wrestles, but like if his prime were today, he would have broken through. That's Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah.
Because, like, you look at some of the guys that have gotten world titles in the past 6 years. Like, if his 2004-05 prime were now, he'd have gotten a Kofi run.
Yep. He's definitely on my honorable mentions list.
Like.
But does he have a lack of charisma, though?
Not more than some of the people they push.
Right.
Like, there's ways to paper over that.
Yep.
And he's got a look that kind of makes up, like, he has a look, he can wrestle, he's got an attitude, it's just, like, pure promos aren't great, but quite frankly, Drew McIntyre's out there cutting 95 diesel promos right now, so.
He's very stock.
They
got MVP to cut Shelton's promos for him anyways.
Yeah.
Her business is the best thing they got going on in fucking creative right now.
And Raw, especially.
Yeah. Which is weird to think, because who would have thought 2 years ago MVP is on top of the world?
Yeah.
You know, here we are.
Number four.
Number four, I'm going to keep it radical and say Dean Malenko.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know he was a light heavyweight champion for however long, but you cannot tell me that he was not worth more than that. One of the best workers, if we're talking with his colleagues, Benoit Guerrero and Saturn, He at least could have had a main event pay-per-view with Stone Cold. Or somebody. Somebody up there. Triple H or Rock or somebody.
But yeah, I will the Iceman.
I will go back and Stone Cold. Say
yeah.
Fame McFrost.
Yeah.
Chili McFreeze. But I will say this, though. Charisma. He had, like, there's a certain ceiling to a guy like Malenko, to a guy like Benjamin. There's a ceiling because they couldn't cross that barrier. In 1994,
they said the same thing about Steve Austin.
Yeah.
I mean, he got his just due.
Because he was the ringmaster. I mean, quite frankly, if you think about it, Dean Malenko was the ringmaster.
Without even having that moniker. Yeah. I don't know. I just think about the great picks, but it's like.
Seats, keepers, legs, I'm sorry.
When is Malenko? Oh, Jesus Christ. That is amazing. Sorry, that's.
Wow. Yeah, Stacey Keebler's on the TV with the saliva guy.
Josie Scott.
Can you imagine being like the saliva guy and you get to dance with Stacey Keebler?
Oh my God. Breaking the ass.
I try about like, that the at least these guys? Once a week, guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, Hayes, number four.
Chavo Guerrero. Chavo Guerrero, guys.
sorry. Classic or junior?
Yeah.
Stacey junior. Chavo Guerrero Junior. Fuck. Stacey Keebler got me all fucked up. But anyways, Chavo Guerrero Junior. Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for Eddie and his tag team run,
Pepe.
Chavo Guerrero was basically just—he was a floater. I mean, if he wasn't working with Eddie as a tag team, he was cruiserweight champion. White. He was a cruiserweight champion, and that was really about it.
It ain't Kerwin White, ain't it, right?
I think realistically, Chavo Guerrero, after Eddie's death, he got bigger. He wasn't this tiny little Chavo Guerrero Jr. anymore. He was decent size. He could have been something.
He got it in that Carlito juice.
He didn't get in the Carlito juice. He got it on that all-natural juice. Yeah. Carlito got on some of that fucking fake juice.
He got on some of that Triple H. My time, you know. Get some of that Triple H.
My number four is Raven. The guy got over in ECW for a moment in time. The guy got over in WCW for a moment in time. Dare I say, could have been more over. But then, when he got back into the Fed later on.
Who the fuck hired Johnny Polo?
Yeah. they did not do him any favors with that character. But he got thrown out in the Rumble by Kane or whatever it was. They had to throw. It was just thrown together. Which
that last rendition there was kind of weird of his, too. It was kind of like he was wearing dresses at one point. It was too far
gone by that point. But you had such a good developed character that you could just nurture some more with the best creative in wrestling, pal. And they just squandered it. Like, that's...
Well, literally Vince McMahon, when they hired Raven, said, who the fuck hired Johnny Polo? He had no idea what the Raven character was.
And that's too bad because Raven was a defiant character throughout the years. And for Vince to not realize, understand it. I mean, he don't have to. He needs his minions to understand it. They failed him.
Yeah.
Because that was something that you could thrust to the upper mid, I felt like.
I gotta steal your boy from my number four, Wrath. He was getting super over in that undefeated gimmick. You could have Wrath Goldberg at like a B-level pay-per-view. Wrath looked like $1 million. I love that pump handle slam he had as a finish. And Nash decided, yeah, fuck you.
Well, he squashed him with some nitro, wasn't it, something like that?
Yeah. Just to build up to Nash Goldberg. Ooh, rather seen Wrath Goldberg.
Bradshaw.
What if I... Oh, wrong spot.
Sorry, I said Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Turn my God.
What's going on?
That's Stacey Keebler.
Another guy I really think there was a shot to really, really get the juice behind him at one point, and it just never materialized for whatever reason, at least in the Fed, Farouk. Like, in late 97, early 98, like, I really think that should have been Rock's opponent at Mania. And even after the DX, or the Nation breakup, for a couple months there, he was a real hot babyface.
14?
And they just never did anything with him. But I really think Farouk had a shot to get past that level, and it just never happened.
You know, I'm actually going to use that Little Nation segue because I feel the same way about D'Lo Brown.
Yes.
He was heavy over in 98.
Is he the real deal?
He is the real deal now. Woo! He was super, super over. And when he faced Val Venus, I believe it was SummerSlam 98.
You're right.
He was so over. Like, you could hear it in the crowd that he was. He was.
Yeah.
I was gonna put him on.
Like he could have been a contender to the world title, but in the right setting, it should have been with The Rock. Definitely not Steve Austin because that's two totally different worlds colliding. It wouldn't have made sense. But if it was The Rock, they would have had the history. They would have had the chemistry. It would have worked out all whole nine yards.
I see. I was gonna put D'Lo on my list too, but I thought, dude, he had a great run as the European Intercontinental Champion. Like, that was where he was. He wasn't a top guy. He was a mid card guy.
What if he were the real world champion?
What's that?
What if you were the real world champion?
If I was the real world champion, dude.
No, D'Lo Brown.
Oh, D'Lo.
Not you.
Yeah, I'm talking 91 Flair, the real world's champion.
This wouldn't work with D'Lo, I don't
think. I think what happened to D'Lo was he was too good of a hand to be to go over on other people. He's in that Ziggler role the last few years.
And it's an unfortunate thing with D'Lo. I think his body type just wasn't a Vince body.
Yeah.
That's why they put that
that's
fucking
thing too. It's like I look
shield
at
him. Shield on him. Check, check,
check. When you look at D'Lo, you don't see a top guy. I mean, you see his work, you see a top guy. But when you look at him, you're like, guy's not changing. He's definitely he's great at top mid
guy. He's the kind of guy that could have been a top guy in a territory back in the day.
Yeah.
I love that leg drop he does. I like the lowdowns.
The lowdown is one of my favorites.
He does it intentionally different.
Yeah.
Than everyone trying to mimic Guerrero and all that. He does it completely
different. You can
definitely
argue, he's underutilized. But for me, the reason I didn't put him on there is because he had that great mid card run, and that's where I think he shined.
Albeit short.
It was short.
And I think that's the biggest thing is
I think the reason his why it was short is because he short. Also, him and Draz. I think that's what kind of fucked him over.
What killed him was he was Russo's boy. Once Russo left, they're like.
And that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely paralyzed his career.
Yikes.
Oh, man. Did I do that?
Ooh, yes.
All right. Sorry, you can puke all over it.
My number three, I'm going with Savio Vega.
Ooh.
Anytime the Fed needed someone to step up and someone was out, I was putting Savio in the match. So I'm going with Savio. They underutilized him in the
strap matches and all that?
Los Barriquas?
Los Barriquas.
Not the Barriquas.
The gang
warfare? God, what was Farouk's crew?
Nation of
the Nation. They underutilized him with the Nation. He should have had a longer run with the Nation, I felt like. Savio, number three for me.
Number three, Paul London. I'm thinking because he was.
Well,
just,
but what if he killed Vince McMahon?
I'm just thinking because those type wrestlers, the cruiserweights, the smaller guys, never got a fair shake until Punk Bryan came around. And then London was just a few
years.
What
about Benoit and Guerrero?
Yeah, but it wasn't a trend. It wasn't a huge trend. Paul London found himself in the right spot at the wrong time, and he suffered greatly from it. He was a Ring of Honor, spectacular, just legend, but he found himself right place, wrong time. So I say Paul London for number three.
He was going to be one of my honorable mentions, but I didn't put him on there just because I don't know. I should have.
He's not underutilized in his current company, but about 10 years ago he was. Jay Lethal. Damn. Jay Lethal in TNA.
Yeah.
Promos going back and forth against Ric Flair.
Yeah.
That's my line. And then after that, he's in a fist bump crap with Robbie, and then he gets released. Basically, it's like, nope. It's like Jay Lethal is just—he's one of—he's one of the all-time greats of this century right now. He's still having a very good run in Ring of Honor, but his TNA run—he could have been—he could have been like the AJ Styles and Bobby Roode and James Storm guy. It could have been like the four basis of like main eventers right there. Those four.
I wonder what WWE doesn't see in him, or is it he doesn't want to join the Fed? Or I don't know what the disconnect is there.
Well, let me tell you, you see, he's black.
We already met our quota, pal.
Well, we already got one of those, Kofi.
We have a whole group of
them. We gave the new ones.
The new guys.
Yeah, we gave them some titles.
The new Nation.
Yeah, that's it. New Nation. Yeah, it's just like Farouk. Yeah, that guy.
You know, D'Lo Kingston.
Yeah.
Ahmed.
No. Whatever happened to Rock? Get him back. Patterson, get in here.
Bruce.
get Rock back.
No, I think people just re-signed with Ring of Honor, too, so I don't think he's ever going to go to the Fed.
No.
But good for him.
Yeah. Then again, we would have said the same thing about AJ Styles is late as 2015, so who knows?
Hell, even we can probably say that about Kushida and all that too.
My number three, one's already been said, but he was definitely a boy of mine in '96, and that's Savio Vega.
Yeah,
really, like, his feud with Austin.
So good.
And like, that was kind of the peak of Savio Vega, and Austin went one direction, and Savio went the other direction. And he hung around for a little while after that, but it just, I felt like he could have been, like, a consistent upper mid card for 5 years, easily.
95, he had, yeah, but in 95, he had such a good run. He was
Jeff Hardy.
Just whatever he did in 95, it was all
time. Yeah, though. Something Stacey Keibler.
Yeah.
Quang?
Something, something Stacey
Keibler. I got a
Quang
going on right now.
Why does this match have to be on right now? Jesus.
All right.
For my number two, I got to go with one of the greatest wrestlers to never hold a world championship, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Solid pick.
Do you think maybe the stuff that was going in his nose might have had an issue with that?
His demons?
Oh, yeah. Well, his semens? I mean, demons.
If steroids can go in Hulk Hogan's arm, then I guess Coke can go in his arm.
They never proved that.
They went through his ass. Sorry.
They never proved that I gave him steroids. I didn't give him steroids.
But
you
gave him
up.
Steroids.
Scratch that. Mm-hmm. Get out of my office.
Yeah, simply that. One of the greatest to ever do it. Didn't necessarily need a world title, but it would have been great testament to his character, to his story, not so much his character.
And I think that would have rang true if he would have stayed clean.
You know what I'm thinking?
That
for?
Is a solid point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damien and the DDT.
Yeah. Damien Demento. That's what I'm thinking of.
Damien Priest. All right. Damians.
What do you got?
Numero dos.
My number two, I'm going Jerry Lynn.
Ooh.
ECW legend. Did well in ECW, but just never lifted up from after that. I mean,
he had a run in
TNA.
WCW too.
Yeah,
Mr. JL.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jerry Flynn.
Thing though, I mean, he never really did much, and I feel like you go back and watch him in X-Pac back in, I believe it's Global, maybe Memphis even. I don't know, but
Herb Abrams shit.
No.
It was probably Memphis.
Probably Memphis. Actually, it might have been Smoky Mountain now that I think about it. I don't know. It's one of those three back then. But anyways, you watch him and X-Pac work, and those two could work. Jerry Lynn's just phenomenal. Yeah. He's underrated.
When you change your name from... You get your name changed from Jerry Lynn to Jerry Flynn...
To Mr.
You ain't
Jail.
Get much going on. Yeah. Yeah. They had an F to your fucking name.
TNA pushed him, but...
Yeah,
that was about it.
He seemed like he was getting better as he was getting older into like his mid-40s, too. He had a great Ring of Honor run.
Yeah.
Like 04, 05 or something like that?
For some reason, Vince didn't see the way for him
small
to break
guy.
Through.
He's a smaller guy. Not very, not a lot of charisma. Not the best promo, but could work.
What do you got, Turner?
My number two is EC3.
Remember the name.
Yeah, the top 1%.
Yeah.
When... He had a thing going on in TNA there till 2014, 2015. Think what you want about TNA. He was on the top of that brand for a while. Could work, has a good look, good promo, good look for him. Comes over NXT, was involved in a 5-star match. It was a ladder match a few years ago with Ricochet and Aleister Black. Proved he could belong. Then he gets thrust into the main roster without totally being ready.
Beat Dean Ambrose.
It was said that he had, like, concussion protocol issues.
And they never let him talk, which was the best thing he could do.
Yeah, he was very... He's an intellect. As far as... And he has a good body. Maybe he's not the best worker, but if you can put him with the people that can make him shine...
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a guy like EC3, and they just never gave him the chance to shine. And so now he's over back in Impact, kind of doing the same old shit he did before. And it's too bad.
Number two was already mentioned, Shelton Benjamin.
Ain't no stopping him now, except from getting a world title.
Yep.
I'm going to kind of play off the Shelton Benjamin thing, but another guy that never really broke through the glass ceiling, even though on the surface seems like he checks every box. He could wrestle, he had a look, he could talk, he could do it all.
Talk about Sean O'Hare.
Yeah.
Oh. No, Chuck Palumbo, actually.
No, he's not a WCW guy. He's, in fact, the greatest thing going today, Montel Vontavious Porter.
Ooh.
I mean, I just don't know what happened. Like, this is a guy who in 07, 08 was, like, trending towards should be can't miss main eventer, and it just never happened. Then he disappeared from the WWE for a long time. Look, he was never coming back. And now he's the top manager.
Well, what happens is they bring people back for the Rumble. Like, they did with Jarrett, yeah. MVP. And then, like, oh, you know what? You might be a good agent.
Oh, they're still over.
Yeah.
Let's put them on TV.
It's that nostalgic pop. Like, well, you know what? I think you could add to this company. Then what if I put a mic in your hands?
Yeah.
And then they're the greatest thing since fucking pumpernickel bread.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think what hurts MVP is the fact that I think he's a felon, so he can't leave the country.
I don't give a fuck.
So that might hinder him. I think it's the same with R-Truth. They can't.
Well, you know what?
It kind of hinders him.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon, I'm also a felon. I've killed people before.
Here's a suitcase. A briefcase.
And I'll kill again.
Vincent's killer.
They're not doing any fucking international shows right now anyway. Give them
the... But back in his first...
Yeah, but you know what? Give him a world title fucking now.
I would.
The Voodoo Kid Mafia.
How about some honorable mentions? Let's throw a couple out.
Ooh.
Cesaro.
Yeah, Cesaro, I agree
that's
with.
A good one.
Tracy Smothers. Smothers.
Tracy Smothers was pushed in...
Lena Vega?
Smokey Mount.
Well,
you know what?
Unions.
You know what? You can't make money on your own.
And how about,
And you might actually think you're a human being, and you have
Storm?
Some worth.
Ooh.
I think
Lance
Storm is very underutilized.
I mean, talk about charisma.
It's the only thing he was missing.
Captain Charisma right there.
The only thing he was missing.
What about a guy like Shane Douglas?
He almost made my mind.
I don't like
him. He had a
multiple
time.
You mean Dean Douglas?
Well, straddled a bad gimmick on him. But.
Yeah.
The guy got over in ECW when he was allowed to be himself.
But Bobby Lashley.
He's finding himself.
I mean, his
now.
Only big thing that he ever did was the Donald Trump hair match.
You say your name is Hayes and you love to fight. I say your name is Hayes and you're a bastard. That's what I have to say about that.
My other honorable mention I threw down was Taz. I feel like Banner utilized
him.
Yeah.
100% agree on Taz.
Yep.
I want to co-sign an earlier one of Raven.
Yeah.
How about Norman Smiley?
Yeah.
Yes.
Another guy that seemed to have it all, just never put it together. Yeah. Kind of off the wall one, Chris Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy that got a push, then when he started getting good, was fired.
Yep.
It's like, wait, what?
Is
like,
it
as soon as he
case
was...
of him getting over on his own
Well, no.
Merit?
He stopped taking steroids. Oh. He should have been still taking steroids, even though
shot in the ass, pal.
I kept suspending him for steroids, and I told him to stop. But then when he stopped, I lost interest, so I fired him.
Might as well mention Ken Kennedy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Orton intervened.
The guy you brought up, Sean O'Hare.
Yeah. I think his big thing is he couldn't cut a live promo.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of weird, but...
It's a shame. He had the body. He could look...
And he had a great tape promo.
Yeah.
What about Psycho Sid?
Psycho Sid is a multi-time world champion. Let's not go there.
All right, I'm going to throw this one up there. Instead of making it a tie for my number one, Brian Pillman. He only held the junior heavyweight title. That was the only singles title. His only run with the tag belt.
Yeah, and unfortunately he had some injuries, and then unfortunately, obviously, he died young. Because who knows what he could have achieved in the Attitude Era. He'd have fell right in.
That's a great fucking speculative talk there.
I want to say a couple of people I would have mentioned, but the events in the last 2 years since this podcast has started have changed. One of them is Becky Lynch, up until she got super hot, was way underused.
Survivor Series.
And then, of course, we heard the rants up to very recently Sasha Banks, who's finally getting used the way she should.
Hopefully she can start winning some Mania matches to kind of add to that resume.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Mania is pay-per-view matches.
Yeah, no kidding.
Doesn't have to be
just matches.
Yeah,
her pay-per-view record against non-Carmella opponents in singles matches, 2 wins in 5 years. Yikes. Just throwing that out there. Number...
I will save my true number one for after you.
That's not how this works.
I will get back with that. But my number one right now, Kevin Owens.
Wow.
I'm wearing the shirt.
That dude has... Okay, yes, he's been... How many times Universal Champion?
One time.
What kind of pissant run was that with someone with the force of Kevin Owens?
It was great until he ran into Goldberg.
Yeah, after his first fucking title defense, you shitting me? Come on, son. What? Come on.
What?
You had everything. What? Everything lined up. You had a badass heel turn with Triple H turning on Seth Rollins. That built that angle. And then they could have done something with Triple H and Kevin Owens joining forces with him being the champion. And Triple H.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm like, that is awesome. Hell yeah. Kevin Owens can back up everything that he's talking about. Triple H, if Triple H is going to talk for him or whatnot, like a Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar kind of thing, hell yeah. I'm all for
and
it.
Then and then one spear and he's gone.
And then one spear and...
They can't follow up on that Triple H handing over bullshit.
Right, and like even when he was United States champion, they didn't do anything with him. And I'm like, come on, you dropped the ball with this guy. Yeah. And like now, like I get it, he's in like with this program with Roman as at the time of this recording. But you come on, he ain't gonna win the damn title.
No,
come on.
Not after they stopped that count at five.
Yeah, he's a shell of himself for sure.
Hayes, what do you got?
My number one, Doink the Clown.
Wait, Doink or
Matt Bourne?
Matt Bourne.
Matt Bourne is Doink the Clown. Anything. Doink the Clown, the character, Doink the Clown. I listened to Bruce Pritchard talk about how he said they could have based the whole WrestleMania around Doink. It made it a circus theme.
Pritchard is a fucking idiot, but go ahead.
Agree to disagree, but if you want to, I think you look at the movie like The Joker, you look at The Dark Knight, you see the darkness you could have brought out of Doink.
WrestleMania?
That
Doink.
WrestleMania themed dark circus would have been phenomenal, I think. I think
super evil heel Doink and Hulk.
I don't know about Hulk, but maybe anybody else? Maybe like Brett and Doink. Someone who could work with Doink.
Brett could have made anyone look good.
Yeah, exactly. We've talked about this. Yeah. But I think the reason why he got shut down, the Click. They called him, you know, they didn't want to work with Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, they didn't want to work with Krusty.
I mean, who wants to work with a clown gimmick? It's a joke. I mean, realistically, the character itself could have been dark as hell.
They kind of tried it.
You've seen the Joker. You've seen the Dark Knight. I think eventually...
Yeah, but none of that was a thing in 1993.
Exactly. They could have made it a thing.
It was based. It was Pennywise.
Yes.
What it was.
Yeah, but even that was, what, 6-7 years old by that point?
Yeah. The problem was, is Matt Bourne was doing drugs, and they got canned, and they turned the face.
They could have got anybody.
Because
Ray Apollo, it's Steve Kern.
They could have had anybody do it. I feel like that was just an underused gimmick. And the way Pritchard said it, you know, we could have had a whole circus theme. Pay-per-view, WrestleMania, it's all Doink. It's a circus theme, it's dark.
I want to buy WrestleMania Doink.
I would be into it.
X-Doink.
Imagine WrestleMania Doink-a-mania. 9 were Doink headline. The worst wrestle, probably the worst WrestleMania ever. Imagine if it was a Doink themed circus, three rings.
Brother. Actually, how about this? Doink beats Yokes, and then I come out and I beat Doink.
This is Paul Levesque.
No, brother. No. This is the original Triple H, Hollywood Hulk Hogan, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna win. I'm Hulk Hogan. I'm gonna roll him up.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. What you got?
My number one is the man they call Vader, specifically his WWF run.
Yeah, it definitely was well booked in WCW.
In Japan, too.
Yeah.
Well,
it beat Inoki.
It beat Inoki.
Clean.
Beat Inoki, very clean.
He
squashed Inoki.
Way over in Japan, but he started up in Rumble 96. Quickly thereafter, he had a run-in with Gorilla. He had shoulder surgery.
Yeah, he was selling for Gorilla. That was good shit.
And then came back summertime, and he didn't even appear on his own In Your House. It's time. He wasn't even on that show, and it was named after him. And then you go later on, and he just turned into a fat piece of shit.
Well, Junkyard Dog wasn't on Beware of Dog.
And you had this guy, this mastodon, and...
He'd have been pushed if he'd have gone by the mastodon.
Exactly.
Or Manton.
He just...
Or if he'd have moved that one spot in SummerSlam.
Well.
Sean may have ruined his
career. I think Sean would have buried him anyway. Because, like, I'm sorry, Sean. Just hit the fucking move. The fans don't know that was the spot.
Right.
I mean, Vader worked Hogan and Flair and Sting and all these guys in early to mid WCW, and all of a sudden he's a fucking nobody.
Yeah.
He was over in Japan, huge, and then...
Yeah, thanks Russo for burying him.
It's really too bad, because he could have had a huge impact, 96, 97, 98.
Yeah, how about Austin Vader matches 98?
That would have been great for Vader to job to. You know, he would have been a great guy. Because
that's the biggest thing in 98 is Austin was lacking opponents.
Exactly it. I just think of Vader when I think of lost opportunity. Yeah. It's too bad.
How about the Christian original run, like in 05 and all that, where he should have been into the main event stratosphere because he was getting stupid over and then nothing. Captain Charisma just...
Yeah, but he's not John Cena.
With the pale blue dot in your face.
But yeah, Christian... For this reason. Christian's definitely number one.
With yeah, I loved the Christian Coalition. It was awesome.
Versus Angle Alliance.
Yeah.
What about Hulk Hogan here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not Stacey Keebler, brother.
My number one, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. It's not Wade Barrett.
I was going to say, I thought he had a pretty decent run.
It's Bad News Allen.
Oh, I should have known.
Yeah.
He should have been utilized better, yeah.
Bad News should have been the first black WWF champion, period.
Yeah.
He was over as a heel. Fans could not stand him. He was such a good heel. He had the gimmick that was really ahead of its time and that he didn't align with the other heels. And Vince just didn't know what to do with him.
That's exactly it.
And for whatever reason, and I mean, Bad News doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would have came out and lied, and other people have kind of backed him up. Vince told him he was going to win the title. And just... never happened. I mean, Warrior kind of. It's probably because Warrior came out the way he did. But Warrior ultimately was a failed run. And I feel like that. I mean, when I booked it, I threw Warrior out the window and I went Bad News at WrestleMania 6. So maybe that's the way they should have done it. Maybe they'd have more money. All right, Kevin, you wanted to say something?
I've got to intervene. There's a reason why I saved my number one, because I wanted to see what your number one would be. Why the hell isn't Owen on this list?
I love Owen, and he's on all of my lists, but I did all black people on this list. That was my thing. Every single person on my list.
But he's a Blackheart.
Well, fuck, he was in the Nation. Yeah. Owen's my number one.
I was gonna, yeah.
Enough is enough.
You know what?
It's time for a change.
It's time for a change of your list.
Yeah.
Nuggets are black.
You know what? Owen Hart's number one. Bump everybody back a spot. It's Owen. He's the real black.
This month is dedicated to Owen Hart.
Every show that we do is dedicated to Owen Hart.
We do squeeze in an Owen Hart
specifically
tribute
the month of February.
Much as we can.
You're not wrong, Kev.
No,
yeah,
you're
not
wrong. You are not at all.
All right. Second top five. Heels. You love. Dang.
I thought we were done.
Yeah. For a minute, I thought, I was like, wow.
Wait.
I thought we already did.
No.
No, we haven't.
No? Do you want to
do
it?
Do you just want to shoot this? Just boom, 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 boom.
Do
boom.
It.
All right.
Like five,
do your
four,
five.
Two, one?
No, just
no,
do your
let's
five.
Let's just go around. Let's go around. Number five, William Regal. Pace.
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh, shit. Give me a second.
Turner.
We're supposed to go fast.
My number five, The Rock.
Okay.
97, ooh. Kane.
Roman Reigns.
Five, Roman Reigns.
Big Evil Undertaker.
Brock Lesnar, the last 3 or 4 years.
Ooh.
Roman.
Dean Ambrose.
Triple H. I should be number one.
All hail King Booker.
Booker. He's coming for you, neighbor.
Stone Cold. Post 01, 02, area.
Ariel.
Yeah, Nipples.
Stacey didn't show those.
She should have.
Yeah. It would have been more rate. Over.
I think of Stone Cold, even when he's a heel. Loved it.
Jericho and AEW.
1985, he'd be number one, but now he's number three. James E. Cornette.
Tell you what. For heels that I hated but I loved to watch anyway, give me the Heenan family.
Look at this.
That's good.
Next up, I got 07 Edge.
I got Baron Corbin. Love to hate him.
That's a good one.
That's a solid one. I'm going to go with Baron Corbin.
Ultimate Warrior.
The New World Order.
New Age.
I'm going to inject you with a lethal dose of poison, you motherfucker. If you ever interrupt me again, I'll inject you with a lethal dose of poison.
Don't do it.
What have we got? Two more? One more?
One more.
One more.
He's awesome. He's The Miz. I don't think he's awesome. God, I hate The Miz.
I don't love to hate him. I just hate him.
I like The Miz personally, but my number one's Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon. I got Vince McMahon. Yep.
Bobby Heenan.
Vincent Kennedy. McMahon. You all. You think you hate me. But here's the thing. I don't give you what you want. I give you what you need. What you need is Roman Reigns. You don't want it.
Every year.
You don't want it.
He's going to come out on the stream like he's whispering. It's going to make it even funnier.
You don't want it, but you're going to get it. And it's like sex when you don't want it.
Wait, what? Who doesn't want sex?
When you don't want it.
Oh, so if you're a woman and an ugly guy's coming on you.
You listening, Chris?
No. No. My good friend, Pat Patterson, told me.
When the ring boy says no, but you say yes.
When they don't want it, sometimes they need it.
Forcible entry?
Yeah. Yeah.
With reckless intent.
Forcible entry. I call it forcible rape.
Sometimes demonetized means no.
Someone have to listen to demonetize this first.
Someone have to listen to us.
Yeah.
We're over now.
No, they'll demonetize Vince McMahon because I'm Vince McMahon. That's who I am.
And I'm never going to die.
Never. You think I'm going to die? I'm immortal.
Any honorable mentions?
You think Hulk Hogan's the immortal Hulk Hogan? I'm the immortal Hulk Hogan. Vince McMahon. Yeah, that's a good question.
Ric Flair.
Maybe Hollywood Hogan?
I already covered him. He's number two.
But he was my honorable mention.
I don't give a fuck. What you think? I would say honorable mention Rock.
Eric Bischoff.
Yes! Eric Bischoff. He was kind of folded in New World Order for me. But Eric Bischoff, absolutely.
Hollywood Rock,
definitely.
I can't hate Hollywood Rock, though.
Yeah, I will say, I just love Hollywood Rock.
That's why Vince wasn't on my list, because I love Vince.
Wait a minute. What about the last person to join the fucking LOD? Heidenreich.
Who? Is that Nazi? I fired him.
What about Draws who pushed Hawk?
What about Lex Luger?
Oh. He was never a horseman, all right?
People love
Paul Roma was a horseman.
Yeah, he was.
Not Jeff Jarrett, though. No. Jeff Jarrett.
Or Mongo.
No, I just hate Jeff Jarrett. Never mind.
I hate to hate him.
Yeah.
I love his work, but I do hate him.
Jarrett's not bad, but I love that bitch.
You know who I love to hate?
Kevin Nash.
Ooh.
Kevin Meadows?
No.
Me too.
That fat fuck Jay Maynard. Yeah.
Love
That's
hate
who
him.
I hate.
I hear he got put through a table and he's still picking splinters out of his fat ass.
I heard he got put through a table just by leaning on it. Go on a diet, you fat fuck. You know what? If you took some steroids, maybe you'd get a job.
Stick it in your ass, pal.
Yeah. Take some HGH.
What about HHH?
Yeah, that's what he did.
Human.
You take eight, you take HGH, and your Terra will be rising to your Triple H. That's what you do.
So you're a blue blood.
Yeah. Yeah, you stick that HGH and you become a blue blood. That's how it works. All right, anybody else have any gimmicks you want to get in?
I'm fresh out.
Nothing.
I'm good. I mean, I'm good. Unless you want me to sign us out.
Hey,
yeah.
You want to talk about Steiner's recliners?
That's next episode.
Yeah, next episode?
Yeah.
They will sponsor us on the next episode.
Does Ahmed Johnson have anything to say?
Great googly mooglies.
Oh, man. Pearl River, baby.
Great googly moogly.
River.
By the way, we are still sponsored by Dusty's. Razorblade Factory. Just saying.
Don't forget to check out Owen's Chicken Shack.
Yep.
Don't forget to get the number 2, a.k.a. the chicken wing, the Bob Backlund special.
And for the price of 1, you can get 2 slammies.
Good deal. Woo! Stay tuned.
But don't forget, you can't get any nuggets.
You cannot get nuggets. There are no nuggets. There are tenders, there are wings, and there are definitely legs, because you can kick your leg out of your leg.
But there are no...
There are no nuggets!
No nuggets!
Alright, motherfuckers.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Until next time.
Like Flair should have with Lacey Evans.
Oh.
He didn't wrap it up.
Magnum.
Yeah.
TA.
Yeah. There you go.
Stay tuned for Silk Stockings.
Says Lord Aaron Hayes, Lord of the Thighs, Lord of the Minds, and Lord of the Skies.
See ya.
Peace out.